Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Canada's women's soccer coach has been suspended and removed from the team for the entire Paris Olympics. Bev Priestman is accused of using a drone to spy on the New Zealand players as they were practicing. Priestman led the Canadian women to a gold medal at the 2021 Olympics and is under contract with the team until 2027. The opening ceremony in Paris getting underway shortly, even as train lines into and out of the city are disrupted. French police say a massive and coordinated series of fires on the tracks has caused big-time delays and cancellations. Firefighters in California are battling a big fire near Chico.
I just spoke with a firefighter who's about to go out to the fire. He explained that the current crews have been out fighting the Park fire for the last 36 hours, and their priority is to stop the progression.
That's ABC's Jack Lee on the scene. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu headed to Florida today to meet with Republican GOP nominee Donald Trump. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee will look at how to manage Wisconsin's sandhill crane population and reduce the crop damage they cause. The group is made up of state lawmakers, farmers, and conservationists. There's talk of setting up a hunting season. The committee is expected to make recommendations later next year. The Summer Olympics start today. As Lisa Hale reports, Wisconsin will be well represented.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics officially kick off Friday and will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Breaking news this morning, authorities have found the man on the run who shot a deputy in Sauk County, but now he's in a standoff with officials in northern Wisconsin. Police say Tuesday night, 32-year-old Jeffrey Miller shot at officers near Baraboo after a police chase and traffic stop. He ended up shooting one deputy who's expected to be okay. He's been on the run ever since. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says when captured, he'll be charged with attempted homicide of a law enforcement officer. Well, he's now in a standoff with officers in Portage County. It started last night at a house in Amherst. Authorities arrested five people, but he shot at deputies and ran inside. The situation's ongoing. We'll bring you updates as they develop. And remember, in downtown Madison today, there's still a lane closure on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It's in the 200 block near the City County building. They're doing roof repairs on the building, and they need space for all the equipment. It should be back open tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers put on the pads. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have open padded practices today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Contract talks with Jordan Love's agency, Athletes First, continue with the team. How long can it take for a deal to get done? Kenny Clark, who just signed a three-year contract worth $64 million, says his negotiations began in February.
The combine, for real. You know, it's been a long negotiation, stressful at times, good at times, you know, up and down. So, you know, just happy we finally got it done.
The University of Wisconsin granting Chris McIntosh a new five-year contract. He took over as the athletic director in 2021. He'll now be paid at least $1.5 million per year through 2029. Baseball. Brewers back in town. They face the Marlins tonight. Pat Murphy has renamed relief pitcher Jacob Junis after his performance Wednesday at Wrigley.
We got the Corvette out of the garage and he threw three spectacular, his best of the year. I mean, he's been good for us all year, but that was three spectacular innings.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84 by Sunday, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will do a news roundup. We'll take your calls and your texts. And Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com joins us to talk all things showbiz. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
There are those who are really trying to take us backward. And you, I'm sure, have seen their agenda. Project 2025. Randy, can you believe they put that thing in writing? 900 pages in writing. So Project 2025 is a plan to return America to a dark past. Donald Trump and his extreme allies want to take our nation back to failed trickle-down economic policies.
Yep.
But we are not going back, are we?
That's what they say.
But you know where Donald Trump is going? Bawk. He's going bawk, 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 bawk.
No, no, no.
I probably shouldn't do that in front of a professional comedian.
Raised okay. By a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here. Gold.
Ha, ha, ha. For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with you, baby.
I don't know if you realize, but I canceled the internet after you tweeted, looks like black is going to be the new orange.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
Good morning, Dana Goldberg.
Good morning. What's that feeling I have that I haven't had in a while? Oh, hope. It's hope.
I know.
What is that feeling?
Hopey, hope. Changey thing.
Isn't it like dissonance? You're like, I'm waking up happy and hopeful. What's happening?
I mean, last night I was on the call for the Human Rights Campaign at LGBTQ Out for Kamala while white women were breaking Zoom. There's so much energy behind this campaign. And we were talking about it before we went live. Like, this is a different message coming from Democrats, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, we are fired up. We're ready to go. You know, and I will say, I think last time Kamala ran, she felt like, or her campaign told her, something said, you need to come off as likable. You've yeah. got to do that, or you're going to come off as an angry black woman. You know what? We should all be angry. Kamala should be angry. I should be angry. You should be angry. And I know what? You know who's going to get something done? An angry black woman. Let's do this. Yeah. Like, I'm so glad they're coming out swinging, you know, with their ads, their emails, and everything else.
Our little tiny stem cell over there, Sean Comiskey, who's filling in for Jody this week.
Yep. Let me, Sean.
But it's hard. We were trying to put it into words, and you said you should be having this conversation on air.
Right.
He was just, I was talking about the way the Harris campaign is fighting. This is what we've all been waiting for. They're yeah. sharp. They're funny. They're aggressive. They're right. It's the way we have wanted this case prosecuted against Donald Trump. There is a youth and an energy to it. And I was saying she's being joyful about it.
Yes.
Like, she's having fun. You know, and we haven't. When have we felt joy in our politics again?
And I was saying that, you know, that people like Schumer and, you know, even Biden didn't fight back this way. They were a little too deferential.
Joe is the most decent, most patriotic person I know, Dana, but you know that he is an old school politician. And Donald Trump, you can't fight him in the, you know, you've got to fight him almost in asymmetrical ways. Like she's punching the bully back, but again, doing it joyfully, doing it not, I mean, just, but because that's, we have not gotten our arms around this long. How do you fight this bully? Right.
Yeah. You're right. Joe was so like, nice guy, Scranton, Pennsylvania. When he got pushed far enough, you'd see it during the debate when he would be like, would you shut up, man? Like, those are the things that then Joe came out, but then he was chastised for it. That's why I love that Kamala is coming out strong right now, so that if a tone changes, they're not like, oh, she used to be so sweet at the beginning of this, what happened, blah, blah, blah. She is coming out as she should. We're going to maintain this till November, and I actually feel like we are going to win this thing.
I know.
Trump is scared. I really do. This energy has not felt like this in this country since Barack Obama ran, and I think it's even more than this. There's specific Asian Americans that are excited. The Native American indigenous population, you know, coming from New Mexico, my mom was telling me, the chiefs, the people that are running the reservations are now communicating why it's so important to vote in this specific election. Right. And they haven't gotten out and voted in all of them. They're like, this is why this is important. All they finally have some representation.
The youth vote. I mean, crazy what's happening with the registrations and the polling.
So
she's up 20 points already with young people. I mean, it's, you know, Dana, you mentioned it, what a lot of people said, 2008 energy. But I know you and I are soulmates on the 2016 energy. That there are millions of us still in our pussy hats from the Women's March that will die mad about what happened to Hillary. And Roe v. Wade's been overturned in the meantime. So you can't tell me this isn't. And millions of us love Joe Biden. There's this do one, you know, win one for the Gipper energy on top of all of that. So
all of it. And when you got J.D. Vance coming out, and I know you probably covered this, saying that, you know, single childless cat ladies are ruining the country. If you lose Tommy Lauren, like, you know how much we despise Tommy.
She was upset about that.
When she was coming out and saying this messaging is going to be really hard for us to get past, it is changing Midwestern wives. Like, they're upset about it.
Yeah, it is horrible, because I was saying there's all kinds of reasons people don't have children, and it's none of your effing business. This is why freedom being the theme of the Kamala Harris campaign is so, that ad, Dana, I go back and forth between having chills and crying. Her first ad, amazing. Just
as
different memes on Twitter.
As soon as I heard Beyonce's voice, so freedom, chills through my entire body.
Let's hear it again. You've got to watch it, first of all, because I, by the way, also said, I don't care. She is gorgeous. Her smile. I mean, I've gotten to hang out with her in person. Her smile, her laugh, her energy is, and this was, anyway, just listen to it, but you got to watch it too.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? There are some people who think we should be a country of chaos, of fear, of hate. But us, we choose something different. We choose freedom.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, come
in. That happened again.
Yeah, freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too.
The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We choose a future where no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care, where no one is above the law. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win. So join us. Go to KamalaHarris.com, and let's get to work.
I'm gonna keep on running, because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Oh. Ad in history, I think. Amazing.
I mean, listen, she's no Kid Rock or Ted Nugent. She's got a base, and I think she's going to get people out to the polls.
No, it is. It is a perfect storm. What do you want to call it? Perfect storm. She's the perfect vessel for all of, you know, these elements we've been talking about. And it's just, it is, it's thrilling. When have we used that word? That is just thrilling what's happening.
But is anyone going to tear their shirt off, you know, at the DNC like Hulk Hogan? Like, I mean, come on, is anyone going to do that at the DNC?
He's been caught on tape.
Some fanfare. This is going to be one of the most powerful, loving, energetic DNCs we've had.
Oh my God.
Probably since 2008.
Oh my God.
This is going to be incredible.
We were just watching a video of lame white people dancing at the RNC, and I'm like, the dance is going to be way better at the DNC. Wow. Somebody said that makes Stephanie look like a good dancer, wherever that is. That's...
Yeah. Bring rhythm back into the White House. Yeah. Not that Joe. I'm sure Joe's got rhythm. Listen, Joe's got rhythm.
But yeah, you tweeted, blows my mind, Republicans are saying Kamala's lying about being black. Like, being black is somehow an advantage now in this historically racist-ass country. Get the hell out of here. I mean, and the fact that she's achieved what she has, I mean, she's the absolute opposite of a DEI hire. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. And there's so many other what you call DEI hires. You know, I was talking to my co-host Allison Gill on the Beans. She's a disabled vet. Technically, she's a DEI hire, but she's right. Saying you can't actually see your disability because it's inside the PTSD and the damage from all of the things that she has done for this country. Those are also DEI hires. So they're basically, we know this, DEI is their new word for the N-word because they can't say it out loud, even though they want to.
I don't know if you heard. And by the way, thank you so much for switching with Frangela. They're on their way to Atlanta right now. Thank you for switching days. But I was...
I'm a top or bottom, depending on where you need me. No worries.
I also like to switch.
I'm versatile, Stephanie.
I also like to switch. Okay, what?
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do. I can switch. Listen, Dana, come back to reality now. No, what was like? Oh, I was going to say, I alternate between, everything's making me cry, making me just sort of in the last week or so. But so anyway, Frances from Frangela told this story that made me just tear up on the air because you were sort of joking about, what's his name, Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt off and, you know, who's been caught on tape saying the N-word and that he hates black people. But Frances said her daughter, her little girl, came up to her with her eyes this wide. She said, Mom, she loves Hulk Hogan. And she said, Mom, why doesn't Hulk Hogan like black people? I thought he was for everybody. I just started crying. Like, I'm like, I want to live in her America. You know?
I know.
Not Hulk Hogan and Donald Trump's America. That you know, and this is, but anyway, there's so much about this. I was saying this whole, every meme is making me cry, Dana, that, you know, Rosa sat so Ruby could walk, so Kamala could run with all the silhouettes. I mean, it's just all of it is, you know, the fact that we're saying Ketanji Brown Jackson could be swearing her in as the first female African-American president. It's going to be on Martin Luther King Day. Day is on Martin Luther King Day.
That right there is the divine. There's something about that. That's not an accident. Yeah. Like, the universe understood the assignment. That doesn't just happen. I'm telling you, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious.
Oh, the other clip that that made me cry is the clip that we all know from the documentary when she's talking to the clerks here in California, and she said, this is Attorney General Kamala Harris. I need you to begin these marriages immediately. And I was like, you know, and Dan, I don't know if I've told it on the air, but I don't know if I told you, I was on Larry King with her on CNN the night I came out on TV, and we debated Dennis Prager together about gay adoption and frankly kicked his ass, if I don't mind say so.
I have no doubt.
But, you know, when you have Kamala Harris, you can't really lose a debate.
And also, so, you're debating Dennis Prager.
Yeah, there's that. And when Kamala Harris is your wing woman,
right,
you know. But,
that video shot of her literally on the phone is such a good, it's just... It's a good show for that. Like, think about, Kamala's always picked up the call. It literally picks up the call. She's the person that picks up the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning. Theoretically, she picked up the call for marriage equality. It's time for us to pick up the call.
Yeah.
That's it.
But, and I was saying, I was for her in the primary. I've said that the only fundraiser I went to was for her. And I got to ask a question. And the first thing I said is, Madam President, can I call you that? And she laughed that great laugh.
Yeah.
And she remembered our night on CNN together and was, like, so warm and gracious. And I remember I was saying that I asked her, you know, like, some of us out, you know, they're saying you're the female Obama or you're the black Hillary. But, you know, I said out here in California, you know, we like to think you're the first Kamala. And how do you deal with labels in your life? And I remember she gave, of course, such a like eloquent, amazing answer. I can't remember all the parts of it, but I've always had such an emotional, visceral connection to her. And I think a lot of us in California have, particularly gay people like you and I.
She's always been an advocate for this community, whether it came to making sure that, you know, people couldn't use the panic defense if they killed an LGBTQ person, you know, hate crime protection. Prop 8, she has always been there. I know that she will sign the Equality Act. We have got to, you know, we talk about this all the time. Yes, vote for Kamala, get her in, but we've got to deliver a pro-equality House and expand our lead in the Senate so that we can get these things, so we can have the Equality Act passed, so that we can get Roe over, we can get Roe put back in place. These are all of the things we need to do. She can't do it alone. So don't walk into a voting booth, hit president, and walk out. Vote down ballot blue so that she can have the support she needs.
Everybody has favorite video. Her in that beautiful rainbow
sequin jacket
dancing at the at a pride parade. I think it was in San Francisco. But she just,
she was just on RuPaul's Drag Race last night.
Yeah, but just joyful. She's just joyful, and it just all the video for her dancing and marching with the kids. You know, doing the drum line with the African American kids. I mean, it's just.
You've got these people like Katie Turin. I don't know what she's doing, coming out and being like, is Kamala really the person you would go have a beer with? Yes.
Yes.
And I don't have to worry about covering my drink around her like I would with Donald or JD Vance. Yes, I'd go have a beer with her.
Speaking of which, Dana Goldberg tweets, I really don't care whether he did it or not, but from this point forward, I'm calling JD Vance a homosexual. That's funny.
He's probably a closeted homosexual, but still.
He denies it, but that's exactly what a couch would say, so.
Right. Who's going to say yes?
Yeah.
F that couch.
Well, didn't we get a little more explanation of what might have happened?
I don't know. AP retracted the retraction.
It's not that kind of love seat, JD. It's
Hey, Dana Goldberg. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. The couch has just endorsed Kamala. Okay. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, the greatness of the grape. Dana, listen, I know salty Magotteers are all our favorite beverage right now, but this rosé, Rob and Trish of...
Karen of Karen.
And Jody of...
Of Jody.
Hamilton.
Of
right.
Jody and Lonnie.
They all said the same thing. They've never been a rosé person. This is the best rosé they've ever tasted. It is amazing. August Grand Rosé. It is... we talked to Damien, their winemaker, who's got that sexy French accent.
Oh, yeah.
He is going to bring back... between he and Kamala, here comes our je ne sais quoi. It's back. Au revoir to our ennui.
We're no longer in a cul-de-sac.
They are based in Bordeaux, France, and this is the best wine. They've won every award at the Paris Wine Cup, on and on, you name it. Right now, check this out. SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That is 6 bottles for only $98 of this amazing French wine. And free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie, 50% off if you go to vs.wine and type in Stephanie. Get that Grand Rosé today.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you eat the air and just don't care.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com. Unity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Save big on your next landscaping project now at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on all landscape blocks at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest. But don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. How dare you, Dana Goldberg? She's like, can I tweet that J.D. Vance's couch is just indoors? I'm like, yes, if you credit me. I always credit you.
I love that you just had to say that on the radio. You're so funny sometimes.
Like, you credited your friend, Allison Gill.
That was if I disappear, you know who did it. Comment. That's what that was. On the radio.
You retweeted our mutual friend, Allison Gill, who said, a friend of mine texted me something about the Nazi pillow, and I honestly had to ask which one, Madison Cawthorn, J.D. Vance, Mike Lindell. You're going to have to be more specific. They are technically a party of Nazi pillow.
Oh, they're so gross. I mean, when you've got to have, like, the AP come out and be like, fact check, J.D. Vance did not have sex with a couch. You're like, what is happening over there?
Because I'm a liberal helper, Dana, I said if it will help Trump feel more secure and not as a scare to debate Kamala Harris, he can put his ear cortex back on, because it's like his Linus blanket. Maybe that's his pinky.
Did you hear what Satan Ann Coulter just said?
No.
She tweeted, oh my gosh, she said Trump is like a couch. He has the impression of the last person who sat on him. Like, that's basically.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
And yeah. By the way,
they're eating their own.
They are.
And I have to say, as any woman knows, the biggest, you know, the toughest constituency for you is your partner's exes.
Yeah.
And Doug Emhoff's ex-wife, right, is on the Kamala train. She talked about Kamala not having children of her own. She said these are baseless attacks for 10 years since Cole and Emma were teenagers. Kamala has been a co-parent with Doug and I. She is loving, nurturing, fiercely protective, and always present. I love our blended family, and I'm grateful to have her in it. I mean, women supporting other women is my... It's my G-spot, Dana.
Her daughter also went on Instagram and was like, Kamala is... I have three parents. Like,
yeah.
They like, call knock her, it they, off, basically, yeah.
They call her Mamala. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cute. It's cute. Dana Goldberg's here, and it's not like anything could even get better, and yet it does.
It does.
It does.
Dana's here.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris's husband campaigns in Wisconsin this weekend. Doug Emhoff will speak at the Hmong Festival in Wausau and to a Democratic gathering in Stevens Point tomorrow. Vice President Harris became the presumptive Democratic nominee after President Biden left the race on Sunday. One of America's oldest nonprofit healthcare providers still struggles with growing its brand. Kendra Davenport is the president of Easter Seals.
61 million Americans identify as being disabled. That's a quarter of the American population. More people need to understand just how many people are disabled so that we can ensure that our world becomes more inclusive, more equitable, and more accessible.
Easter Seals serves 1.5 million Americans with disabilities. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Olympics begin today in Paris, and the Badger State is represented on Team USA. 17 athletes from Wisconsin have qualified to compete, including a few from southwestern Wisconsin. There are two athletes on the Paralympian basketball team, Talon Jordan from Deerfield and John Bowie from Milton. Lauren O'Connor from Belleville will row for Team USA, and Peyton Jacobson is a wrestler from Elkhorn. The Paris Olympic Games run through August 11th. Atwood Fest is this weekend. The yearly festival celebrates neighborhoods on the east side. There's tons of music, three stages of it, in fact, and lots of different genres. It's really an all ages, all types of people kind of event. Plus drinks and tons of food vendors, and we from Civic Media will be there too. There's a community parade on Sunday that starts at 11. This is the kind of festival where you will see some of Madison's most eccentric residents. If you need to use Atwood Avenue this weekend, you'll want to take another route. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight clear. We'll drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow sunshine, 84 by Sunday. Partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burrow. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for a talk about the Twinges from American Ninja Warrior. And it's Friday, which means we are going to talk about a bar band. Terry Bar, that is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Agreed upon September 10th debate. He agreed to that previously. Now it appears he's backpedaling, but I'm ready. And I think the voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage. And so I'm ready. Let's go.
Which Donald Trump said. Raise your hand if you're a childless cat lady that's going to grab Donald Trump by the pussy in November. The cat lady, you remember the woman that she won the lottery. I thought we had just the cats. No? Carlos and the cats. No intro. All right.
It used to be in there without an intro. I don't know what happened.
I was feeling left out because I'm a childless dog lady, but I think we're covered.
It's the same. Yeah, it's absolutely the same. We're also ruining society.
By the way, I didn't realize, give me 12 again. Dana, have you heard this? Because I was a little winded by this. Because I thought the most awful thing that J.D. Vance had said was that about childless people. But did you hear this is before Roe was overturned?
Let's say Roe versus Wade is overruled. Ohio bans abortion, in 2022, let's say 2024. And then, you know, every day, George Soros sends a 747 to Columbus load up disproportionately black women to get them to go have abortions in California. And of course, the left will celebrate this as a victory for diversity. And it's like, if that happens, do you need some federal response to prevent it from happening? Because it's really creepy.
So first of all, let's review black lady, all black ladies whores. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, David in D.C., who's been professionally black since 1965, said, hey, Jiggles, if I weren't married and didn't already have a clearly unhealthy fixation with you, I would pay first class fare for a seat on black lady whore plane from Ohio. Oh, my God.
I mean, but also J.D. Vance is admitting that rich white women will be able to get abortions in Ohio if they want, and black women are the ones that are going to be put in peril because of this damn law. Like, is he that stupid?
I told Chris I was prepared for the misogyny in that soundbite. I was not prepared for the racism. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah.
He's absolutely horrible. Yeah. I do understand what happened, but obviously they've been setting him up for this for a while. You know, the stories that used to come out, you talked about this with the liberal redneck, with Trey. He used to go to his comedy shows. They used to talk about, all of the jokes together and laugh together. There was a story that was released that J.D. Vance used to bring cookies to his trans friends that were recovering from surgery. What happens to men who want power and money? They're the worst kind.
I just did a guess the quote with Chris. In 2016, he said, not only is Donald Trump a bad candidate, he's a bad person. I mean, you don't just change your opinion. Like, Donald Trump changed somehow, right?
And I also feel, I can't decide whether or not I feel bad for his wife because she married someone who she thought he was. And now he's turned into this. And I think time will tell whether or not she's on this boat or not. You know, it's just, it's all really sad to me.
Yeah.
He seemed like he used to be a good man. And now Peter Thiel and Elon Musk have purchased him. And they want to get to the White House with all of the keys with no immunity. They're trying to buy the White House.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please get out and vote.
Chris has helpfully supplied me with an old person's primer for the Kamala memes, which I thought I might share.
I think you needed this.
Yes. Okay. What's up with asking, you think you just fell out of a coconut tree? That origin story lies in a speech Harris delivered at the White House back in 2023. She was focused on the idea that none of us just live in a silo. She'd shared some words of wisdom from her late mother, who said, you think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you. That's where the coconuts come from. Okay. You just fell out of a coconut tree is code for this is all bigger than you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma continues. Kamala is brat, which Chris has been trying to make happen more than fetch. Brat and Brat Summer refer to pop star Charlie XCX's latest release. Uh-huh. Brat Summer can be summed up as feral party girl meets the aforementioned Gen Z malaise.
Kind of like Hot Girl Summer.
Right. Party through the pain mentality is the perfect launchpad for ironically, not ironically, hyping a presidential candidate, especially if you think she's your best imperfect hope against fascism or whatever. Charlie XCX herself endorsed the meme, tweeting Kamala is brat, and the internet went characteristically feral.
Yes.
Okay. While post-irony memes are in charge, the humor comes not from mocking Kamala, but from earnestly taking her words in stride. Why was Clinton roasted as a meme while Kamala gets fan cams? This is what a young kid wrote this. Hillary trying too hard was cringe. Kamala being unintentionally funny, unbothered, as described in the tweet above, leads to organic meme idolization. These types of movements are only culturally compelling if they feel organic and user-voter-driven. Once institution, company, etc. energy tries to capture the moment, it begins to feel corny. If Harris wants to keep benefiting from this mean propaganda, in her favor, remaining unbothered is the name of the game. Well, I was saying earlier, Dana, that somebody on the right, I don't know, it was Trump or whoever, said, oh, this is the most manufactured enthusiasm we've ever seen. That's why they're scared, because they know this is not manufactured, that this is organic and grassroots.
I think that was actually Shapiro, the bad Shapiro. Haven't had this sort of, Ben Shapiro, we haven't had this excitement manufactured since Taylor Swift. And I'm like, and your wife. That was probably also manufactured enthusiasm as well, sir.
Every time you take your pants off.
Okay. Every time you take your pants off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, Taylor Swift, that's manufactured? Really? How do we manufacture making $11 billion a year? And but we were saying that it's like Obama. Remember the fired up, ready to go? That was organic. It came from a rally. And this, we won't go back, that didn't come from her originally. It came from the crowd. And so it that's what I think is you can feel. Is when something is authentic, and I think this is why younger voters are in, you know, droves going for her, because it does feel authentic.
I agree with you 100%. There's all kinds of TikTok reels coming out now that they just love her. They love her. Yeah, the youth loves her.
Like Obama, they're starting to use bits of her speeches in, you know, music and TikTok. And remember that with the Black Eyed Peas? That was how that all started, with Obama speeches.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Dana. Hello, Kev. Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Okay, that was my Catherine O'Hara. Let's try Danielle in L.A. You're on with Dana. Hello, Danielle.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Good morning.
Oh, uh-huh. Hello.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Mama?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. Yay. Good morning, Mama. Good morning,
yes.
Dana.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes.
Good
hello.
Morning.
Yes, please. Danielle, go. Hurry.
I am a lady. I am childless. I have a cat, and I'm making a way for the new President Harris.
Yay. Hooray.
All right.
Thank you.
Are you guys even there?
Thank you, Danielle.
Wow. That was...
Wow. Okay. What? Rev in Connecticut. Hey, Rev. Welcome. You're on with Dana.
Hey there, my beautiful people. Listen, the campaign continues. I want the campaign to have something today, tomorrow, the next day. The media needs to hear her speaking. Maybe you can go to Virginia and talk to the people there, or even go to a pet store and buy some cats. Love you all.
Okay, love you. Well, if I weren't wildly allergic, I would become a cat lady for Kamala.
No.
I would too. Same.
Oh, you know what? By the way, hang on. Hold, please. I forgot I've got entertainment fun stack over here.
What?
All right. Hang on, everybody.
All right, here we go.
She's got to turn this into a Kamala thing. Halle Berry poses topless with her cats to celebrate 20th anniversary of Catwoman. She's got to turn this. She's got to give this to the, right? Kamala campaign, doesn't she? Yeah, it's 20th anniversary, Catwoman.
All right.
We're cats. Let's do it.
I'm glad she's still embracing that.
I know.
Because it was a major, major flop.
I was in the topless part of it, but okay.
I know you were. All That's right. Why I sent it to you.
Speaking of popular culture, I love this. The executive producer of Veep slammed the holes, as he called them, who draw unfavorable comparisons between the show's inept fictional Vice President Selena Meyer and Kamala Harris. He said he gets driven crazy when the online meme creators use the inept Meyer, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, to try to diminish Harris's image. She said, "I hate that." It's shown a huge resurgence in streaming Veep since Kamala announced. But he said the Seleniest candidate is Trump. Vain, worried about his looks, has a ridiculously better relationship with his body people than his own children. Petty, vindictive, worries about his own money, doesn't believe what he says, says whatever to get elected. That's true. He's Selena, not her.
Right. Absolutely.
But that's what I've been talking about, like trying to, the right wing trying to appropriate cultural stuff, and they just fail every time.
They are caught so flat-footed on this, and it is mind-blowing to me. And the reason is they couldn't fathom, they could not fathom that someone would put country over party. They just could not fathom that Joe Biden might actually step aside, whether we will find out it was the right decision or not. But the fact that they didn't have ads in the canon ready to go against Kamala, there was, what, 4 or 5 days of just nothing?
Right.
That is a huge loss. She was on the ticket they were fighting. Nowhere in their mind did they think that this was actually going to happen, and they have been caught flat-footed. It's a beautiful thing to watch. Yeah. They don't know how to fight this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's go to Kenny in Detroit. You're on with Dana Goldberg. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hello, everybody.
Yes, I'm from Detroit, and I've only been listening to you for like 5 minutes, and I'm absolutely in love with everyone.
Wow. That literally never happens. No one stumbles across my show. They generally hate me.
Oh, my God. We didn't kill Kenny.
No, not at all. And all I was doing, I was just listening. I'm so excited about everything that's going on right now.
Aww.
And I'm all in.
Good.
I'm all in 100%. My wife and I, we have 5 cats, no kids. And
good for you.
We're super stoked on everything.
Wow.
And everyone is mobilizing around the world, and it's, or around the United States, and it's unprecedented.
Oh,
and
wow.
I love it.
Kenny, it is a new day.
Literally,
I am an acquired taste. No one ever listens to me for the first time and likes me. So this is really, things are turning around in my life.
I guess just a different breed of man.
There you go.
I love it. Tell all your friends.
Yeah, love you, Kenny.
Everyone,
welcome.
I love you too. Keep it up.
Welcome to the Steph Head family. That was record time. No one has ever stumbled across my show.
No.
I haven't, right, Dana?
I think that's the first time you haven't killed
yeah,
a cat.
I always grow. I really am an acquired taste. I'm just like mold in your bathtub. You just get used to it after a while, and then you're just like, I guess it's not so bad. But I've never really had anyone like me immediately.
That's true.
Oh, what to say about
I
that?
I liked you immediately.
Well,
aww.
Dana.
You're the only one.
I did.
You're like the best hugger in the world, and it's impossible, you know.
I mean, even I had to warm up to her.
I do.
This is, you know what's it? Chris, we just realized that we've been working together like almost 30 years.
Since 97.
Yeah. You know the nicest thing he's ever said to me? It was like a few months ago. He said, "You've gotten, you know, slightly more tolerable." That's for him. That like was huge.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what happened. I don't think I changed. I don't really know. But
I think maybe we both.
I mean, I think we've gotten closer since I stopped coming into the basement.
Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah. Less, I mean, but small doses of me.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin in D.C. Look at that. I turned a beautiful compliment into a slam.
Sure.
Because that's what I do.
Well, that's your bag.
Self-esteem. Uh-huh. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. And I must disagree with you. I famously literally stumbled on your show. I was looking for the Saturday Night Live guys show at the time that he had.
Al Franken. Yes.
Al Franken, yeah.
Yeah.
And literally stumbled onto you trying to look for him.
Oh, and so I was technically good enough, smart enough, and damn it, you liked me?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And, by the way, hi, Dana. Long time no seeing here.
Hi, darling. Nice to hear your voice.
Gotta say, last night was surreal to me. While at work, my phone blew up. 2 different text chains talking about the energy in the air. One was the MOOCs, where it just happened to be mostly white women, talking about how excited they were, you know, on the white woman Zoom.
Yeah.
And on the other text chain was a bunch of black people, primarily women, including my mother, who fussed at me that I didn't get right back to her. But there's so many texts that I blew by her by the time I started checking them. And two groups of women, black and white, when we're talking about how excited they were and how they won the Zoom. And apparently the white women are going to make up for it since they blew up, you know,
yeah. They broke Zoom all-time record for Zoom. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yes. So I want to say the energy apparently, I think I can safely say because I'm cautious, the energy is real. And it will be the biggest karma judges. I bet they were prancing and dancing initially when Biden unfairly, I still think it's unfairly, what he left the race.
Yeah.
And now they have to face what Eddie Murphy, to paraphrase his term in 48 hours, I'm your worst nightmare. A female N-word with authority.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what Kevin said last night. He said,
"Hey, where are the white women at?"
They were all on the phone. You couldn't reach a white woman last night. All right. 48 minutes after the hour. We have one more segment with Dana Goldberg. Don't cry yet. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. There it is. You know what? I'm doing weightlifting before I get on the party plane. Oh, by the way, Von Seal is in the party Volvo on the way to Atlanta. Okay. From Asheville.
The pink party Volvo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, Morning Kick, it's my thing, man. It's my bag. Strawberry lemonade flavor, delicious, 10 supplements in one, probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, you name it, supports my gut health, nourishes my body, boosts my energy, helps me feel more youthful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morning Kick combines all of those supplements in one. It has been a game changer for me, right? It's in my bike bottle every week. I love it. It tastes great. If you want to feel better, gain energy, do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. We got to sprint to November, everybody. Let's do it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in Stephanie or the code, text the code Stephanie 2511511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Red, White, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
This portion of the show brought to you by Mike Clyde Stories. He does not have a monkey with symbols in his brain. He is smart. He is kind. He is important.
That's all that's going through his head is a monkey with symbols.
He's smart enough to know that Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is the best dog food in the world. It's made of superfoods. This is Dr. Marty, who, by the way, was second in his class at Cornell. He's a fancy doctor.
He is a fancy doctor.
He healed himself with superfoods when he had health problems. This is what he built his whole practice on. It's why Forbes magazine has called him the miracle worker. It is made of turkey, beef, duck, salmon, the first four ingredients. He throws in, you name it, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries. Yep. Unbelievable. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. All the nutrients, all the flavor packed right in there. That means it's not messy for you. It's shelf-stable, mess-free. Save up to 54% off right now at drmartypets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Dana Goldberg's here.
Yay!
Hooray.
Good morning.
Dana, we've been talking all morning about the Harris campaign just, I think, hitting all the right notes. And can I just say, we've talked about the Gaza issue. I feel like, man, part of that is like, I feel like is already dissipating. First of all, I'm so glad she didn't go to the Netanyahu speech. Mm-hmm. I think she probably thinks he's a criminal just like Donald Trump. But she also condemned the dangerous, hate-fueled rhetoric of the unpatriotic protesters who burned U.S. flags and posted pro-Hamas graffiti in Washington, D.C. in opposition to the speech. Mm-hmm. Protesters clashed with police at the Union Station, taking down U.S. flags, replacing them with Palestinian flags, burning U.S. and Israel flags, spray painting pro-Hamas anti-Semitic graffiti. Harris issued a statement voicing her support for the First Amendment and the right to peacefully protest, but strongly condemning the actions of the protesters. I'm sort of hopeful about everything with her, Dana, and that, you know, maybe we actually could get rid of Netanyahu and Hamas and get a two-state solution at some point, because I feel like everything she's even spoken on that subject so far to me seems to be hitting all the right notes. What do you think?
I agree with you. Unfortunately, I've seen a few things on Twitter from these people that are just hell-bent on making this an issue, saying that she should have, in the same breath, talked about the pain. And there is a lot of pain that's happening in Gaza with the Palestinian people. And they're like, you're failing an open book test. And when are Democrats going to stop dropping the ball on this? I think she's in a situation where she has already gone to a point that is much more clear that she does not support Netanyahu, even though she supports Israel's right to defend itself. I feel the same way. I think Bibi Netanyahu is a war criminal. I think he's a horrible human being. So she's in a situation right now where she has an opportunity to meet a little bit more, and I'm not saying in the middle, meaning conservative liberal, but acknowledging how much, because I don't know if Joe has really acknowledged that Bibi is a horrible human being.
Yeah.
She could do that and also support Israel's right to defend itself as a democratic republic in the Middle East, as well as
saying that, you know, this two-state solution and supporting it. I know we're going up against
that's
a heartbreak
okay.
in a bit.
Well, because I have a last question for you. Will you be buying Donald and Melania's new books?
I already read Becoming by Michelle Obama, so no, because I have a feeling it's going to be a lot.
Someone
like,
did
it became.
Someone did
it
the
became,
cover.
Becomes.
Just like she just fills in, just by Melania, not me.
Yeah.
That $150.
$150. Oh, with bonus photos, which I don't know if there's those are more beef shots that we've already seen, but I don't know. Bonus photos or so that one's. And then Trump's is the signed copy is $499 for his book Save America. Wow, does this just feel like
the RNC is going to be buying all these? You know damn well.
That's
right. Someone's bankrolling this, whether it's Putin or Peter Thiel or Elon Musk.
So
Elon's
pathetic.
Like, I'm not going to donate $45 million a month, but I'll buy 7,000 copies of your $150 book.
Daily Beans, MSWmedia.com, DG Comedy everywhere else. We love you, Dana.
Love you.
See
too.
You in Atlanta. You
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. A great end of the week show. It is John Roach, columnist and Renaissance man, along with Peter Rapine. Week in Review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.